Chapter 4. The New Chief of Police. A few days later, Fantine found a job in a factory in Montfermeil. The factory owner was the mayor of the town, Monsieur Madeleine. This man had a secret which might surprise you. He was an ex-convict, once known as Jean Valjean. The changes in Valjean's fortune had not happened in a day. After his visit to the bishop's house and his remorse about stealing the chimney sweep's money, Jean Valjean became a changed man. He decided that he would dedicate his life to doing good. He used the bishop's money to invest in a small business, and surprisingly, his business grew and changed the town of Montfermeil. He founded a big factory with a house that had many rooms for the workers to live. Anybody in need of work could come to his factory and get a room and a salary. The factory flourished, and Madeleine became a very wealthy man. The good people of the town became very curious about Monsieur Madeleine. Who was he? Where did he come from? But their curiosity remained unanswered, because Madeleine was a very private person. He didn't have many friends, ate his meals alone, and didn't talk much. People began to gossip about him. What was he doing with all his money? They soon found out the answer. He was using his money to care for the people of the town and to help the poor. Madeleine built a free hospital and a school. It soon became clear that he didn't care about money. So what did he care about? A year later, the king chose Madeleine to be the mayor of the town. "Aha! He cares about power," said the people of the town. But to their surprise, Madeleine refused the offer. The king chose him again the following year, and Madeleine tried to refuse again, but the people of the town begged him to accept. "We need somebody who cares about the people," they said. "As mayor, you can do a lot of good." In the end, Madeleine accepted, and this was how he had become the mayor of Montfermeil. After some years, the townspeople's gossip changed to admiration and respect. Montfermeil had changed completely, thanks to Madeleine, and everyone knew it. The factory brought many workers to the town, businesses grew, and the town prospered. Madeleine spent half of his time in the factory looking after the workers, and the other half in the hospital and school. He did good deeds as secretly as most people do bad deeds. He would go into a poor person's house while they were out, and the person would come home and find the kitchen filled with food and new clothes on their bed. Everyone in Montfermeil loved their mayor. Then, one morning, Monsieur Madeleine went to the local police station to meet and welcome the new chief of police of Montfermeil. At exactly 10 o'clock, a horse and carriage arrived at the station, and the new chief of police stepped out. Imagine the mayor's surprise and horror when he discovered that the man was Inspector Javert, his old jailer. Madeleine came forward to greet him and shake his hand, his face calm and confident. Nobody could guess how anxious he felt inside. "Good morning, Inspector Javert," he said. "Welcome to Montfermeil. We're very pleased to have you here." As they shook hands, Madeleine looked into Javert's face, wondering if the policeman would recognize him. Javert's eyes widened as he looked into Madeleine's face. The mayor's face was familiar, but he couldn't remember where he had seen it before. Madeleine looked clean and well-dressed. His beard was shaved, and his red hair was cut short. He looked like an elegant gentleman now, nothing like the wild criminal Javert remembered.
"Hello, Monsieur le Maire. I'm honoured to be here, and I want you to know that I'm dedicated to my mission," Javert replied.
"Oh, and what is your mission, sir?" asked Madeleine.
"To stop crime and destroy all criminals. No crime will go unpunished while Inspector Javert is in control, sir," Javert replied with pride.
"I see," said Madeleine. "Come, let me show you around." Madeleine took Javert on a tour of the police station, showed him his office, and introduced him to the other policemen. At the end of the tour, Inspector Javert said, "Thank you for the tour, Monsieur le Maire, but you haven't shown me the most important part of the station, the prison cells." "Ah, yes," said Madeleine. "You're right, we have got some prison cells here. I must tell you, though, we don't use them very often."
"Why not? There are criminals everywhere, Monsieur le Maire. Even in your town, I'm sure. They must be locked away. You can never trust a criminal. They are not only guilty, they are incurable."
"Is that so?" said Madeleine. "Don't you think people can change?"
"Never. I worked in the prison near Dean for over 20 years and have seen some of the country's most dangerous criminals. They are less than animals," said Javert, with disgust in his voice.
"Well, we also have a very dangerous criminal in our town who kills many people every year," said Madeleine.
"Really? And what is the name of this criminal?" asked Javert.
"Its name is Misery," replied Madeleine. "Misery kills many men, women, and children. It brings hunger and poverty, sickness and hopelessness. Misery is the greatest criminal in this town, Inspector, and it must be stopped."